You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Will the players continue to follow the health and safety protocol? This has been a drumbeat in clubhouses all around across baseball in the last couple days. Managers, coaches, players speaking to this. Number two, because baseball players are not living in a bubble, when they go home, will they be exposed to the coronavirus with family and friends? Will they take that back in? And number three, will there be a major illness or worse that will change the conversation and the feeling around the game? I can tell you yesterday when word got out that Freddie Freeman, the respected all-star for the Braves, has a high fever coronavirus, that really shook a lot of people around the game. There's so much uncertainty about what direction this is going.
That is Buster Olney talking about the uncertainties of Major League Baseball. Without further ado, Jim Duquette joins us. Jim, how you doing, my friend?
Anita, how are you tonight?
I played golf today. I played okay. Not
good.
Great, but yeah, you know me. I'm addicted.
Yeah,
hey, listen, there's worse things to be addicted to, dude, right?
That is true. That is absolutely true. I played over the fourth weekend there. Not bad, not bad. I've only played a couple times over the last year or two, so I was satisfied.
We got to get out. We got to hit the links one day.
I would do that, absolutely. You're going to give me strokes.
No, I'm just kidding. So listen, I'm going to have the mayor of Hoboken on at 8 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Mayor Ravi Bala. And folks might not be... When I first moved to New York, I knew nobody. I remember this, Jim.
Yes,
I knew no one. Zero. I called Jim. You were a godsend. So I called Jim. I said, Jim, I don't know anybody. You said, don't worry about it. I'll come to Hoboken. We'll go to dinner.
Let's go to dinner. Right.
Right. And you came to Hoboken, and I'll never forget. You were like my first dinner
person.
That's right. Like,
yeah.
You're the first person I broke bread with here in Hoboken. Could you believe that was like 10 years ago?
Was it 10 years? Oh, man, that went fast, huh?
I know.
I did not know.
Thank God for Botox,
Jeez.
Jim.
Wow.
Thank God. Anyway,
well,
I adore you, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, well, good to be back with you.
I know. All right, well, let's dive into it. Before we get into specifics, I do want to talk about Sean Doolittle's comments today. I'm sure you heard them.
Yep.
And, you know, Jim, I've been saying this for a good week plus now, and that is... You know, we're this outlier right now because New York and New Jersey was hit hard first. And it's kind of like now we're seeing the rest of the country, like Florida and Arizona and Texas, and go through what we went through three right. months ago. But we anticipated this, but nobody like watched and saw what happened here. But Sean is right. Like, we're worse today than we were in March, but yet we're starting sports up again.
Yeah, and it understandably... You know, there's a lot of concern, and you heard even Buster Olney when just coming in. I mean, you know, when players start to come down, you know, and they've contracted it, and a star player like Freddie Freeman, you know, talks about it, and he says, you know, boy, this really, you know, kicked my butt, and this is no joke. And then, you know, we've seen others on every team pretty much, and then, you know, you see the mess up with Major League Baseball when it comes to supplies or testing. And you see what's going on with the country, and there's a lot of uneasiness, understandably, in Major League clubhouses. And several players have said, you know, just because they're in camp doesn't mean that they're endorsing playing the season. It's kind of a wait and see what happens. And I really do think that's the proper approach, Anita. I think we would be that way if we were playing now. You have to really gauge what's going on around you and in the country and make these judgments for yourself on how comfortable you are, not just rely on, you know, the commissioner who's going to make the final call whether we have a season or not.
You know, you mentioning Freddie Freeman, this is something else that has been discussed, right? And, like, you know, we really haven't had, and again, let me preface by saying, and thank God we haven't had,
right.
A major athlete, a big known major athlete, like get COVID, right? Like
right.
sick, in the hospital, has to be put on some type of breathing apparatus to survive, you know, checking in like every hour. Is he still alive? Like, you
right.
know, but in hearing Nick Markakis's comments, and I'll play them at some point in time on the show today, Nick said, man, hearing Freddie talk and what he had to go through, and that's just him talking to his teammates.
Right.
apparently on a conference call, like how COVID kicked his butt. Where I'm going with this is that we really, like the majority of professional athletes, Jim, have been asymptomatic. So it's kind of like we as fans, and I would imagine a number of them as athletes are like, they get it or I get it. I'm going to be fine. I'm an athlete. I'm in great shape. But that's not always the case.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and listen, you know, the numbers in terms of, you know, positive cases, we see the average age going down, right? Late 30s now in that area. You know, it's not affecting younger people as much as it is the elderly and other pockets, in the country. And so when you hear Freddie Freeman be affected as much as he was, it does get their attention. You know, I think that there might, the semblance that I got was just listening to players, talking to players also, like, you know what, I'm going to wait and see how this looks, but I'm going in with my eyes wide open. Well, this opens it more. And then you get, you know, David Price deciding to opt out and Buster Posey and Mike Trout saying, you know what, I'm undecided. I may opt out too. There's just an awful lot of uncertainty. And, you know, I think the reality is kicking in. That it can impact them more, and I think we've all kind of wondered and worried for the athletes in particular that, you know, this does have an impact. Was it Rudy Gobert in the NBA who's still having breathing problems now? That's like obviously one of the worst cases that we've heard from an athlete so far, and you know I think the baseball players are understandably concerned. They don't. This is their window right now. They don't want to have a long term effect.
Again, Jim Duquette joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Jim, you mentioned Mike Trout, and I understand his wife is pregnant. There's a lot that he's dealing with and he's contemplating. Do you feel that could be the dam? Like, Mike Trout, you could say arguably face of Major League Baseball. You want to argue that Bryce Harper, whatever. That if he opts out, do you think there will be even more to follow because it's Mike Trout?
I do think that he will carry with him, yes, some players that are on the fence. And, you know, if he stays, then they might be willing to stay. But, you know, there are individual cases of players that have, you know, from what it sounds like, they're like, listen, I'm keeping an open mind to either side. I could go either way. And I think, you know, a lot of them had said, you know, I want to go and see for myself what it looks like getting to the ballparks. And to the credit of the teams, they've created this real safe environment at the ballpark, but as we know, it's only going to be as good and safe as your teammates make that if, you know, if they're adhering to all of the rules away from the ballpark. I think that's another level of concern that players have understandably voiced. So, you know, I think it's not just what's going on at home, what's your comfort level with your teammates, what's it look like in the country, what's it look like around the ball club that you're in, how about traveling to some of these places, how dangerous could that be? I mean, there's multiple factors, I think, when it comes down to it. But Mike Trout, if he were to step out, I mean, that's a huge, huge, obviously, decision for him, but huge for the sport, and has, ramifications for the year.
So, Jim, from what I understand, one player out of the 40 for the Mets has tested positive, and two players for the Yankees have tested positive. Have you been out there to their spring training and all that's going on at Citi Field? Have you spent time out there yet?
No, I have not made it yet. You know, I've been able to watch a little bit of the video that's come out of there live. Cameras there at Yankee Stadium as well. I mean, that's about the extent of it. I mean, this is not like being a part of the sport like we're used to, right? You're going out there, you're wearing a mask, you have no access to the field, you have no access to coaches or players or managers or even general managers. So I suspect that the vast majority of people that are in the sport, like myself, will watch it and analyze it and talk about it from afar and not be at the ballpark this year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I'm if you're scared, say you're scared. I'm scared. You know, I'm not going into, I don't care if restaurants open, I'm not going into a restaurant to eat until there's a vaccine. Some people call me crazy. That's fine. I don't care. I'm beyond careful. Like, right. You know, I walk into a Starbucks with a mask and wipes and I wipe down my straw. Like, Sure. You know what? I don't care. Make fun of me. I don't care. I'm scared. I'm scared. Yeah. So I guess I'm throwing this back your way. Like, you know, how concerned are you, you know, as a media person now, Jim, to cover this? Like, what do you think is going to be expected of you? Like, what are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I have. I think my situation is different too, because my youngest, has I donated my kidney to her, as you know, and mm-hmm. and she is immunocompromised. She's on daily drugs, anti-rejection drugs, which compromises her immune system. So while I'm not sure how I would react. I mean, I'm healthy, I have, hopefully not impacted. Hopefully I don't get it, but I'm more concerned about getting it and passing it on to my daughter. For me, I'm in this thing for the long haul. You know, I'm wearing a mask like you are, and I'm keeping my social distancing from pretty much everybody until we have some kind of vaccine. And if that doesn't come for a couple of years, then then so be it. And thankfully, I'm in that position where I can do that. But it's a personal issue for me that I need to keep her more than anybody. I need to keep her protected. Of course, I have an older mom. My mom is elderly. That if I'm going to go visit with her, I want to go visit with her. And so to be able to do that, I'm going to stay quarantined as best as I can, and stay around only people that I know are also practicing the same thing. So that's my other family members.
In regard to the Mets, have you heard anything what's the feeling? What's the vibe? I know there's no clubhouse, but and if there is, I would imagine that there's only so many people allowed in it at one time. But are you hearing a vibe, a feel, a concern? You know, are the players happy with the way that the organization is handling this? Like, for example, and just sharing this with our listeners, I'm sure you're aware of this. The Nationals, the A's, the Astros, and the Cardinals all had to cancel practice today because their testing results did not get back.
Right.
So the testing results, there's a lag there. So they couldn't participate in the practice that they had planned for today, and understandably so, because they want to, obviously they want to know what players that they want to make sure that all the players are safe. But are you hearing anything in regard to from the players and how the Mets are handling this?
No, well, I haven't heard to the contrary, which I think is obviously a positive sign. There are a majority of teams, it sounds like, that have had their tests done and on time and without incident, and that that's what you're looking for. A couple of these were, like you said, the results they didn't take into account the 4th of July weekend, the fact that they couldn't overnight. FedEx didn't overnight delivery on Saturday, which is the 4th. They do have a backup delivery service, but there was some kind of confusion or problem with that, and so the Nationals, A's, Astros, I think the Cardinals, Padres, there's like six teams that delayed their workouts or canceled them. Right. And, that causes, if you're a player on any of those teams, it just leaves you with another feeling of unease, in this whole environment. And that's not what you want to have. Major League Baseball had to issue a statement on it, trying to talk about issues there in the testing lab in Utah, but it doesn't matter. There's no excuse for that, and so they have to do better. The league has to do better. Thankfully, for the Mets and for the Yankees, it sounds like it's gone on without incident, and that's what it seems like with, 23 or 24 of the other teams.
Interesting. So the schedule, the 60-game schedule expected to be released next Monday, right?
The schedule is released tonight, 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. It's being released tonight.
That's correct. The early announcement, Yankees, I believe it's Yankees Nationals, which is already kind of leaked out, but they also have Giants Dodgers on opening day, which, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be July 23rd or 24th, and then the next day every other team's going to play. I think the Braves and the Mets.
The Braves and the Mets, right? Yeah.
It's out. I forget exactly when the Mets play the Yankees, but of course they're going to play a home and home series, this year because of the, trying to stay regional. So, listen, if you're playing in the East, NL East or AL East, it's not the easiest schedule to get into the postseason. You know, they're all pretty darn good teams. The Yankees have to play against the NL East. There's four good teams in the NL East. So that's not an advantage all that much for the Yankees to have to play the East, you know, in their other games outside of the division, which is a little bit easier division in the American League East. Red Sox are down. Tampa's going to be the only threat, but they are going to have to face the NL East, so things will even out a little bit.
Last thing for you before I let you go, I had Rob Dibble on my show last week, and we were talking about just how the importance of a great bullpen will be in a 60-game season. What does that do for the Mets having Betances there?
Well, it really helps them. You know, I think you know, Betances looks like he's healthy. He was pitching well, upbeat. I think when he's been healthy, he's been really good. But, you know, he had one little hiccup with the Yankees like the first 2 months of a couple years ago. Other than that, he's been dominant, right? Edwin Diaz, I'm hopeful he can come back and pitch well. I think he will. I'm not so sure about Familia. You know, they're positive. He's lost a lot of weight, but that remains to be seen. But, I mean, they have a really deep bullpen beyond that, whether it's Lugo or Justin Wilson or Brad Brock. I mean, it's 7 or 8 deep. So I'm really bullish on them this year because I think the advantage in 60 games is to the teams that have good starting pitching and good bullpen help. And I think they're a little below what they were last year in the starting rotation without Wheeler and Syndergaard, obviously. But I think they're above average in the bullpen, and I think that'll help them.
My producer, Giselle, just sent me the Yankees schedule. I guess the first time the Yankees see the Mets is August 20th. It's a weekend, August 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Okay.
And then they'll see them again the following weekend, the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. So that'll be fun. Two weekends in a row in August, the last 2 weekends in August.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, and you know, I always get you know, messages, DMs from Mets fans. When are they playing the Yankees? What do you think? You know, that's always must watch in the city, right? Those two teams when they face off against each other. So that'll definitely be, you know, must.
What are we going to call it now, Jim? Because nobody's riding the subways anymore.
Boy, what do you call it?
What do we call
the
it?
Uber series? I don't know.
I don't know very many people who are using Uber either. But anyway,
I don't know.
Jim, you rock. Again, thank you so much for coming on and spending some time with us this evening. I really do appreciate it.
Nice to catch up with you.
Glad you and your family are safe and healthy right now, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah, thanks, and stay healthy. I'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.